Here's a thought about borrowing ideas. I think the world of art has all kinds of interesting ideas in it that we photographers can borrow. One of the first I ran across was, why not use lighting, film noir lighting, from those movies from the 40s and 50s with those dark, contrasty things and the deep shadows? That's not photographic light, it's studio light. But it can make some beautiful photographs, so why not borrow lighting techniques from film noir? Then years ago, I was visiting the Maryhill Museum up in the Columbia River Gorge, which I just visited again last week, and I saw all kinds of Russian Orthodox icons, beautiful paintings on large pieces of wood that are graphically divided into squares and circles and ovals, and each one of which has a small painting that contributes to an overall story. Those Russian Orthodox icons kind of remind me of comic books in that sense. It's a layout and design idea. Well, why can't we do that too? A lot more difficult prior to digital photography, but now in the digital age, we can do something that looks kind of like a Russian Orthodox icon graphically, but maybe with our own content. And speaking of comic books, there's an idea. Have you seen the book called The Photographer? It's worth looking at because it uses essentially comic book layouts like manga, Japanese manga. Very interesting. Why not thought balloons on our photographs? Why not borrow ideas from other art forms if we can, and if they're the best way to communicate what we want? Not all photographs have to look like photography.